Well, it may be all dark and gloomy outside here in Melbourne, but I bet after that song, all you're seeing is blue sky and, you know, palm trees breezing away in the wind.
Absolutely.
Melbourne member journalist Gwen Luscombe was recently on Lizard Island, which is an exclusive resort within the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park in far north Queensland. She tells us what you can expect in this all-inclusive destination with only 40 rooms, many of them occupied by guests from the USA.
Gwen, you just come back from a terrific visit to Lizard Island, right up there. Is it the most northerly resort island in the country? I think it might be.
I believe it is, yes.
Yeah.
Just up from the Great Barrier Reef in the National Park.
Yeah, okay. And to find something in the National Park is a bit of a bonus because there's often a lot of activity not allowed inside the National Park.
Yeah, it's true. And they're the only sort of resort that's there built within the National Park. So it's only accessible by a 60-minute flight from Cairns.
Okay, is that
a
seaplane?
It's quite remote out there, but it is not quite a seaplane, but they do have an airway strip there. So it is a very small plane. Probably fits, you know, maybe about 15, 20 people. But yeah, it's quite a beautiful flight over.
Yeah, well, and where do you fly from?
In and out of Cairns.
Okay.
So they just get a little shuttle that shuttles you over to where the all the little private planes leave from. And, yeah, it's quite a nice little 60-minute scenic flight over.
Okay. So just a bit of the basics. How big is Lizard Island? Can you walk around it?
You can definitely walk around it. There's not a lot of most of the things that you can see and do are sort of concentrated in one area, and there's a lot of research going on the island as well, being within the Barrier Reef. But it's probably a little over 1,000 hectares. So it's quite large, but the resort itself is only about 40 rooms and it's sort of located on the coast of one area.
Okay, so it's an exclusive type resort. Is it for adults only or children there too?
It is predominantly adults only. They do have, I think it's an under 10 policy, pretty much 10 and over. But to be honest, there's not a lot there for kids to do. There's no kids club as such. So but you would be pretty surprised to see a child around. But I mean, with that said, you might get an errant, you know, teenager here or there traveling with family. But it is pretty much a, you know, resort based in nature. So a lot of the things to do there are just, you know, heading out onto the water.
So what did you choose to do?
It's quite interesting because when you arrive, they sort of give you your own wetsuit and you know, everything there is inclusive. So whatever you choose to do, and there's a, you know, you get a little piece of paper, you know, in your little room every morning that gives you all the activities that are on offer. And it's anything from, you know, going out snorkeling to, you know, diving. You can get diving instructions there. You get one of the amazing things that we did that I absolutely loved is that you get your own little motorized private dinghy. So we went out and they packed you, you know, you order your gourmet picnic lunch the night before and they pack you this beautiful lunch and they send you out in a dinghy with, a little bit of a direction and a map of the little islands around. So there's about 24 private beaches all around Lizard Island. So you pretty much just take your dinghy out to any private of the private islands or private beaches and just sit and have a picnic. And the day that we went out, we just sort of dropped anchor, you know, a couple of meters out from the water and just had a beautiful lunch and just watched sea turtles swim by all day. So it's pretty amazing.
Oh, that sounds great. You didn't do any fishing or anything. I suppose you can't.
No. So they do have like deep sea fishing trips that you can book that did go out, but we didn't do those.
Who were the other people on the island? Who were the other guests there? Where were they from and what were they like?
Surprisingly, quite a lot of them were from the US. And I did ask the general manager if that was normal. And he said that they're part of the National Geographic Hotels chain. So they do get quite a lot of US guests that come through. The demographic is usually, more mature traveler. I would say probably 40 plus. You're not going to get a lot of, you know, young people there.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, quite exclusive resort. Yeah, I think a lot of people that are, you know, retired but not, you know, in their 80s. So, you know, you're probably, you know, 40 to 70 mark.
Right.
A lot of couples, mostly couples, I would imagine.
I imagine.
But they do, and they do open the resort, obviously, for corporate incentive groups where you can book the island exclusively as well. And I think quite a lot of, you know, that's quite a lot of the business that they can get through guests staying there or private hire as well.
Okay. How long did you stay?
We were there for 3 nights.
Okay.
And it went, you know, and while the time went really slow, just was quite relaxing, you could have probably easily stayed a bit longer.
I guess most people going up that far would probably sort of stay a week or so, would they?
Yeah, I would think probably 4 days would be probably about the usual.
Righto. I know swimming can be a bit of a challenge in those parts of Australia. I'm just thinking of our international listeners now, because they have stingers and crocodiles and things.
Yeah.
So what's the story on lizard?
Well, it's funny because when we arrived there, the water was 28 degrees, so it was just heaven. It's clear as anything, and we were given sort of our wetsuits and all the little suites or rooms, a little sort of private, almost sort of like little townhouses. They line up along the beach, and you pretty much just walk straight out of your room under the sand and straight into the ocean. It's so beautiful, and it's hard to resist it. We were warned that there were some jellyfish, that it was the beginning of jellyfish season.
Yeah.
And so they do give you the suits. We did have a little bit of a wade in up to the knees, and it was hard to resist not just diving in. But we did do a snorkel with the suits on. And it was a little bit disappointing because the water is just divine up there. It's pretty much
hot,
28 degrees all year round.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can kind of just go in a little bit into the water, but they do suggest you wear the stinger suit, particularly if you are snorkeling.
Yeah, I suppose just for our people who aren't Queenslanders or out of state or out of the country, this is a nasty small jellyfish that I think it snuck aboard a freighter and got discharged in the bilge. And it's Irukandji, I think it's pronounced, isn't it, Gwen?
Yeah.
And it's a small...
quite nasty one.
Yeah, it's a nasty little stinger, and it can... I think it's got neurotoxins and things in its venom, and it can affect people. Like if you had a heart condition, I think it could be quite serious. Mm. Otherwise, you get a big welt on your arm or your leg, or you wouldn't want it on your face. So these are not to be treated lightly, and it's a big issue when you are in far north Queensland, or tropical north Queensland, as we call it. I'm interested to hear you say that a lot of Americans were there. That was my understanding, that this was a very, very popular resort with people in America. And, of course, our SoundCloud audience has now more Americans listening to it than local folks, Australians. So they'll be interested to hear about Lizard Island. What was the quality of the food and the beverage service like?
It's interesting because it being so remote, you would expect it to be sort of average, but it was just amazing. They have planes coming in two or three times a day, obviously delivering guests, so all the food that comes in is really, really fresh, and they really put an emphasis on using all the local, a lot of local fresh produce. So as you would imagine, a lot of seafood, a lot of, tropical fruits. So the food was just amazing quality. And in fact, one of the experiences that we did, and I would highly recommend it to anyone who does it, is that they do a private beach dinner. It's a degustation, so it's seven courses.
Mm-hmm.
And you meet with the chef the night before at dinner, and you sit down and you talk to him about, what foods you like, what you don't like. And it isn't even just allergies, it's just preferences. If you go, my partner loves peanut butter. And so that was one of the things. They were like, I love peanut butter and desserts. Anything peanut butter, right, Sign me up. And I'm that way with coconut, So, we kind of said, these are the foods that I really love. And he said, yep, no worries. I'll, when you come back tomorrow for your dinner, so he created a seven-course degustation separate. So we each had different dishes, all wine matched. They set up this dinner in beautiful little cabana things that sort of sit on the right on the waterfront. You just sit there and watch the sun go down. Beautiful meal. Everything was wine matched. It was really such an amazing experience. We really loved it.
So this resort being all-inclusive, I guess if you wanted Dom Perignon at 4 a.m, they could organise it, could they? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they do obviously have some premium things that are at an additional cost.
Yeah,
but really, to be honest, the quality of what is inclusive within your stay is just so amazing. They're probably unless you were there wanting something like your Dom Perignon at 4 a.m, I think you'd be pretty okay for 90% of the time.
Yeah, well, it does sound like a wonderful place. I've heard about it for years and years. I haven't been there myself, so I'm envious of the fact that you have. But good on you.
It really is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yeah. Did you try stand-up paddleboarding or anything like that?
We did, yeah. And it's quite calm. So there's sort of two beaches that they do a lot of the activities from, and one of them was quite calm in the day. So we did try stand-up paddleboarding. They've got sort of glass-bottom kayaks that you can try. And then obviously, you've got your snorkeling and all that as well. They do sort of hiking. There's lots of lookouts that you can go and hike out over. They do have these amazing clam gardens, these giant sea sort of clams.
Yes.
And you can snorkel out and see them, and they're amazing. They're huge. And one of the things Lizard Island does have as well is a kind of a famous, they call it the cod hole. So you go out and there's just these giant cod, and you can go out and sort of swim and see them, and they're enormous. They're just completely enormous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's quite a lot of interesting little activities that you can do there at the resort as well.
That sounds great. So if somebody was wanting to go to Lizard, is there a website that they can go to inquire about availability?
Yep. If you just go straight to the Lizard Island website, I think it's lizardisland.com.au. I think you can do bookings straight through there. And also you can do your bookings for your private plane from Cairns through Lizard Island as well.
That's obviously an extra cost to the accommodation.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And 60 minutes, you said. So it's you wouldn't fly in a cyclone, but it was good flying?
It was great flying, really smooth, and I think we caught it just as we were heading into a little bit of the rain. But even on the day that we were there, that it was a bit rainy, it was just beautiful sort of sitting on the island and watching the storms kind of come through, you know, over the water. And, you know, even when it was not bad weather, but even when the weather was a little bit rainy, it was still beautiful.
Oh, I think it would be really, really interesting. All right, well, Gwen, thanks for that. Terrific to hear from you, and let's hear of any other exploits you get up to while you're sunning yourself in what isn't. Well, actually, today in Melbourne's quite nice, but we had a horrible weekend, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. It was a bit messy.
You felt like going away immediately somewhere north, don't you? Indeed.
Yep.
All right, Gwen Luscombe, thanks for reporting in for us, and we'll look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks so much, Graham.
That was me talking there with journalist Gwen Luscombe. Lizard Island, I've always wanted to go there. I've had colleagues in journalism who came from Queensland and were raving about Lizard Island because apparently not that far from the game fishing fields, grounds up
right.
That way. Whereas typically, if you want to game fish out of Cairns, you spend quite a period of your charter actually getting out to where the fish are. But this is already out a distance because it's a 1 hour flight from Cairns in a 15 to 20 seater. So
is that on your list now for?
Well, it might be. I've done a lot of game fishing on the other side of the country over in the Pilbara, but yeah, I mean it really does sound interesting. That big, she talked about the big cod hole. Well, we used to have this cod when we were fishing over in the west. This cod would come up to the boat when we arrived back at the end of the day's fishing, looking for some morsels to be
bait
thrown.
To you. Yep.
Well, the thing had such a big mouth that we're all a bit afraid that it might accidentally suck us in, you know, if we got in the water with it. So we never did. Eventually some idiot up there speared it, and we were so sad that someone could do that. It was like a pet. He'd been there for years.
Oh.
And, you know, some hoon, probably full of jungle juice, went out there one day and decided to spear the thing.
I wasn't
you
aware
couldn't
of
eat
that story.
It smelled highly of ammonia, so you couldn't eat the thing. So I can't really see the point of that, but there are a few interesting people up there. You know what I do like about this island? You've got 40 rooms, so maybe 80 people maximum, but you've got 24 private beaches you can choose from.
Wow.
And you can hire a little boat, as Gwen was saying, and zip off to one of these beaches and fully expect to be the only people on the beach because I guess there'll be others around the pool and there might be others doing other things, hiking or whatever. So that's, I think, when you get to do that and when you can have 7-course degustation on the beach and I guess
luxury.
That's what makes the difference between just an island and an exclusive sort of luxury resort that's going to draw international tourists.
Well, that gives you bragging rights, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.